The Department of Foreign Affairs are asking you to have your say. Specifically, the Passport Service is seeking the public's input into the design of the new passport book and card. They want to get the public's input on choosing aspects of Ireland's diverse natural environment, particularly our flora and fauna, to help shape a key part of the new passport design. And they're asking you to take part in a survey which will pick, I suppose, a number of different plants and animals that you think should feature in the design or some element of the design aspect of the new passport. Now, I spotted this when I was looking at social media, and I came across the suggestions of Dr. Alan Mee, raptor specialist and advisor to the Irish White-tailed Sea Eagle reintroduction programme. Alan's with me on the line. Alan, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
This is an interesting one. It's a Red Sea survey being carried out by the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Passport Service, and they're giving you a range of options and particular animals that you can pick. You select your top three in each different category. I just read out some of them here: the field mouse, the Brent goose, puffins, common kingfishers, Irish wolfhound, the goldfinch, the Atlantic salmon, the grey seal, and the long-eared owl. Just some of the options. There's the red kite, the Irish hare, the barn owl, and so on and so forth. And then it goes on to plants. This is an interesting way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting, yeah. So, it'll be, I'm not sure how they came up with the list. I mean, there are some species on there I definitely wouldn't think as iconic Irish species, but, each to his own, I suppose, and it's definitely got, it's a fun thing, I suppose, but, I suppose what I was picking up on social media was there, to me, anyway, there are a few glaring omissions, certainly ones that I'd like to see on there. It's pretty divided. No ducks. There are, very few fish. There are some of the bigger ones, like basking shark, of course,
and the salmon.
And then they're missing out on things like mosses and ferns that people wouldn't notice too much. But I suppose they are looking for the real iconic stuff, you know.
Yeah, and you you point and talk about iconic stuff. The blue tit is in there, which had you scratching your head in terms of an iconic Irish bird.
Yeah. And blue tit is probably one of the commonest birds throughout Europe. So
yeah.
I'm not sure why it's in there. Things like, because I had a quick look again this morning and see if it's missing something, and I see peacock butterfly is the only butterfly there,
Right.
Which is fairly widespread in lots of other countries. So why it's in there, as opposed to something like that's rare in Ireland, and particularly like the marsh vitellery, I don't know, I suppose the other thing is at the very end you can suggest ones that you think should be in there, so I think it's well worth doing and having a look. And there are quite a few other things. The other thing I suppose is, talking about birds, there are some birds that are endemic to Ireland, not fully endemic, they're subspecies as opposed to species, like the Irish Jay, Coal-tipped Dipper, and the Red Grouse. That none of those are in there either.
Yeah, the White-tailed Sea Eagle, the Hen Harrier, the Kerry Slug, the Natterjack Toad, some of the ones you were saying should be on the list.
Yeah, I think I need to start a dull protest now. No White-tailed Eagle, no Kerry Slug, Hen Harrier, no Chough, which is a big population in Ireland. Things like the Gannet, of course, are kind of iconic. You could imagine that on the passport, the Gannets or the Skelligs, that'd be fairly iconic. That they're not any puffins are in there, but no Gannets. So, and the corncrake, one of our rarest birds, isn't in there either.
Yeah, we'd better put that on the passport before it's gone, would be the worry, Alan, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing, I was kind of joking about a certain bird that's almost down to only one or two pairs in Ireland, the ring ousel. If we put those sort of birds on the passport, maybe it might be a bit embarrassing once they're gone.
Oh yeah, that could be the other side. Enough. Yeah, if they're red listed, we don't want to put them on there because it shows we weren't mining them or putting them in their place. I was just on that, I suppose, it is a positive thing because it gets people engaged engaging, and it gets them engaging on what it means to be from here, I suppose, Alan, and the flora and fauna. I was reading a piece by Ellen McSweeney over the weekend about one of the species on the list is the Atlantic salmon, and remarkable statistics that there was 1.2 million salmon returning in 1972 to Irish rivers, and it's down to a couple of hundred thousand now, telling its own story of how we need to protect these species, iconic as they are to Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And and other species that aren't in there as well, that's an amazing statistic. And you look at things like, you know, Killarney Shad, found an Arctic char, found some of the lakes in Kerry, you know.
Yeah.
They're all very iconic species in their own way, although most people don't know a lot about them, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, Alistair says, how come the horse wasn't mentioned? Iconic symbol of Ireland. Also, crows and magpies, they're the most common. So I suppose is it iconic or a common we're going for here? I suppose that's part of what they wanted to say. But they did put the blue tit in there. They could have put the raven, perhaps.
Yeah. And the other thing, I suppose, I was just kind of flicking through because I was wondering what was on the last passport, you know, and most of the things that are on the last passport, you know, are standout things, I suppose, from Irish cultural history. And you've got the Cliffs of Moher as well on there, places like that. But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, if you had a blue tit on there, I'm not sure you'd recognize it as a blue tit.
Depending on the design features and all that.
The design in the background. So a lot of that would have to be taken into account. I know there was a suggestion that maybe you should have the Irish elk that's long extinct on there as well. And there's no, you definitely would recognize that on a passport. It would be pretty striking, you know?
Yeah, it certainly would. And the listener wants to know, what about the Irish hair? Yeah, the Irish hair is on the list. Now, Alan, my understanding is that this is indicative for the passport service. They'll take the results and it won't be, let's say, a straight vote of the number of people who picked the number of three animals and three plant species as well. But we should get some sort of an outcome to the process, I suppose, and some sort of an indication as what the general Irish public feel should be on it at the end of this process, I'd imagine.
I guess so. And like, I suppose, you know, one bird that's on there is actually our national bird. And again, most people, I suppose if you ask people, most people what our national bird was, they wouldn't know, you know, the lapwing. And that's on there. Again, you know, there's a good case to be made for that to be in there as well. It's pretty distinctive bird, but again, fast declining, you know, so hopefully it'll be still there by the time we apply for our next passport.
Fingers crossed, Alan. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning about that. And it's available, if you want to go now, dfa.ie is the website to go on to.